So, Johanna, kind of a classic situation. I'm really curious what you all do. There are a number of options to consider. We'll find out what happened to this lady. What would you be thinking both on and off study?
So on study, an irinotecan-based regimen to move now into with the progressive disease. I'm hesitant to restart oxaliplatin in people who have the neuropathy still. For patients who are not being treated on clinical trial, what I see the most from my docs, and I tend to do as well, is just move into the FOLFIRI bevacizumab combination, though I think sometimes we just do that out of habit more than anything else. But now we have some data to suggest that for patients who did well on bevacizumab in the first line setting, that continuation of bevacizumab may give some benefit within the second line setting.
What about aflibercept?
So I have not tended to use aflibercept for the patients that have done well on bevacizumab-based therapy during the first line. For patients who have rapid progression on bevacizumab who are KRAS mutated, that's the setting where I'd consider outside of a clinical trial personally adding in aflibercept, but there are people in my practice who do switch to aflibercept FOLFIRI for a patient like Randy's, and I don't think that there's anything wrong whichever way you want to choose.
So I think somewhere in there, Eileen, is an algorithm that I hear a lot from people. Is that essentially the way you approach this situation?
Yes. So we would typically continue bevacizumab and switch to irinotecan-based therapy.
What about this issue of the patient who progresses right through, for example, FOLFOX, bevacizumab, but also has KRAS mutated tumor? What is their next thought?
So I think irinotecan-based therapy or clinical trial, if there's a good clinical trial, then that would be the preferred option for that patient.
What about aflibercept in that patient?
Well, I think the data suggests that there is some value, right? And the Valor study suggests that people who've been exposed to bevacizumab can have benefits with the addition of aflibercept to irinotecan-based therapy in a second-line setting. The benefit is modest and maybe at the expense of a little higher toxicity, but it's a reasonable strategy that I think is supported by data.
I'm curious how you're approaching this situation now, Rich. In the past, I think I've heard that same kind of answer. Now, I see you've given aflibercept a few times. Are you still approaching it the same way? Or
we have a study in second line of FOLFIRI plus regorafenib, and so we're trying to put people on that. And I haven't actually used aflibercept as a substitute anti-angiogenic in patients who've progressed on first line outside of a clinical trial.
Randy?
We actually have a study, which I'm running. The problem is that it has a chemotherapy-only second line, which I think is harder to do. It's mostly now accruing in Europe as the data has been coming. The data has changed, but it's still open clinically. And what I did with this patient was FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab, though I'll be the first to say I'm not certain how much the FOLF part adds in second line, especially with irinotecan, where it's really not synergistic. But I think Johanna had mentioned that that's what we tend to do. I do not have a lot of experience with aflibercept. This is actually a great case because there are a lot of different options, as in restarting the oxaliplatin or an anti-EGFR antibody, both of which would be reasonable things to do. But I think what we did, which was an irinotecan-containing regimen plus bevacizumab, is the majority situation in the United States.
I agree from what we've seen in polling people. What happened with this lady?
Like many of these patients, it's a lot less common to get a response, even though most people in first line either get a response or stable disease. So the patient that you had said earlier who kind of blows the hypothetical, blows through, is actually a relatively small minority, and they tend to do poorly no matter what we do. But stable disease is more common on patients than having really a second response. And the patient had stable disease for two scans and then progressed.
Then what happened?
She was KRAS wild type, so then we did irinotecan plus actually panitumumab. And I think that's the other kind of trope here, which is that patients who do poorly, who blow through first line tend to do poorly, and patients who have benefit from multiple lines of therapy often benefit at several different points. There are always those people who benefit from everything. And so she actually had stable disease.
Then what?
When she failed that, she went on a unnamed phase one trial, and so far is the one person so far to have a PR on the phase one trial.
Wow. What would you have done outside a trial?
Well, other things that you could have done, you could have restarted the oxaliplatin. Actually, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. We actually gave her a trial of oxaliplatin also in there. This is one of these very long cases where she had actually got stable disease also with reintroduction of oxaliplatin. She never got aflibercept in there. And now she's actually doing well and just had her scan, I think, about 10 days ago and has a very nice PR on a phase one trial.
So the new face or emerging face of metastatic colorectal cancer, hopefully.